Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day one of In His Steps, a prayer to make God known. C.H. Spurgeon once said, "What a mighty master of the art of prayer was Elijah the Tishbite." Our text today comes from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 38. And at the time of the offering of oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Here are some thoughts. Welcome to day one of In His Steps, Footprints to Follow. Over the next 7 days, we will focus on passionate prayer as a major key that unlocks victory in our Christian life. We will look at five examples of prayer warriors in Scripture worthy of imitating: Elijah, David, Agur, Paul, and Jesus. Let's begin with Elijah's prayer to make God known. In 1 Kings 18, the prophet of God, Elijah, confronts 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah at Mount Carmel. It's a showdown of 850 idol worshipers against one man of God. Elijah gives the rules for this contest. The false prophets will prepare a bull at the altar and call on their gods to send fire down on the altar. Then Elijah will do the same. The false prophets agree. Why wouldn't they? In Canaanite mythology, Baal is considered the god of lightning and fire. If there's anything Baal should be able to do, sending down fire on the altar should be the easiest one. Elijah let the 850 prophets go first. They prayed to their idols, Baal and Asherah, from early morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They cried out to their idols throughout that time. They cut themselves with swords and lances until they bled. They were intense and committed. However, because they prayed to something that wasn't real, they never got a valid answer. Then Elijah read the altar with 12 stones to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Next, Elijah had 12 large jars of water poured on the altar. By the way, this occurred after over 3 years of drought in the land. So Elijah put what was the most precious of that time, water, on the altar of the Lord. The prophet of God then looked up to heaven and said a prayer that took less than 30 seconds to say. And God sent fire down from heaven and consumed the bull, wood, stones, and dust. This fire was so fierce that it licked up the water that was in the trench. As soon as Elijah finished his short prayer, the fire of God fell. God powerfully answered the sincere prayer of one of his faithful prayer warriors. Let's look briefly at the content found in Elijah's prayer. First, Elijah addressed his prayer to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Elijah wanted there to be no doubt that his God was the same God as the God of his forefathers in faith. Next, Elijah prayed that God would make himself known. Specifically, he prayed, "Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word." Notice the significance of the order of Elijah's prayer. First and foremost, Elijah wanted God to be known. Then he wanted it known that he was God's servant and his actions obeyed God's word. This day was not about Elijah defeating the prophets of Baal and Asherah. Elijah did not covet the popularity of his name. He desired for God's name to be made known. He repeats this emphasis as he closes out his prayer. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. God honors those who honor his name. Elijah's prayer was answered because he genuinely wanted God to be known to those who didn't believe in him. Elijah's prayer is an excellent example of footprints to follow. When we pray for God to make himself known, we avoid making idols of ourselves. This type of prayer keeps our motives in check and our priorities straight. If we follow this pattern in our prayer lives, we know we are praying according to God's will. Notice how God answered Elijah's prayer. Not only did he send fire down from heaven, but he made himself known. Observe the response of the 850 false prophets. 1 Kings 18 tells us, "And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, 'The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.'" I pray that Elijah's prayer is the desire of your heart. May our prayers be rooted in a deep passion for God to be known to a world that desperately needs to see Him. Some questions to think about. When you compare the prayers of the false prophets with Elijah's prayer, what does it teach you about people being sincerely wrong? What does the brevity of Elijah's prayer compared to the hours of prayer of the 850 false prophets teach about the importance of your heart surrendered in prayer? What else have you learned today from Elijah's prayer that you can imitate in your prayer life? Be blessed and have a great day.